Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat. And what we know is that happiness isn't always a fleeting feeling, right? I'm happy and then I'm not. It's like an overall satisfaction of your life. Are you a happy person? A lot of people describe happiness as a range of positive emotions. And in her 2007 book, The How of Happiness, positive psychology researcher Sonia Lubomirsky describes how scientists refer to happiness as the experience of joy, contentment, or positive well-being combined with a sense that one's life is good, meaningful, and worthwhile. So while happy people experience more positive emotions, joy, love, contentment, and they experience less negative emotions, that doesn't mean to say that happy people don't have negative emotions. Of course they do. But what this research indicates is that positive emotion is only one side of the coin. You can experience a lot of positive emotions and still not be a truly fulfilled, happy person. The research indicates that you need the other side of the proverbial coin, too. And that's having a sense of satisfaction and purpose in your life, feeling like you are progressing toward your life goals. I think of this as the yin and the yang. You can have a high sense of purpose and satisfaction and not experience a wealth of happy emotions. I think about the months after having babies and having a high purpose, right? Moms have this super high purpose. But oftentimes, because of hormones, new moms in those early months are flooded with an abundance of other emotions, the other side. And it's not all like happy, joy, joy all the time, right? The goal is to find harmony between both sides of the coin for you. The one side is happy emotions and the other is satisfaction and purpose. They're really two prongs to the happiness equation. When we put them all together, we achieve fulfilled happiness. So until next time, remember, kindness is contagious. And join me in the conversation about happiness on all of these topics over on Instagram at Everyday Happiness with Katie.